Welcome to the Licking County Locker Room. Here on Kate 98.7, each week we feature a local high school from Licking County, interviewing the athletic director, coaches, players, and more. Live at Ship Brothers Brewing on Church Street in downtown Newark. Tonight's show is brought to you by Ship Brothers Brewing, Shamrock Printing, All Star Embroidery, Hughes Designer Jewelers, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Lashley Tractor Sales, Desserts Bakery, Buckeye Games and Flea Market, Park Lanes, Wright Brothers Power, and the Toy Store. Now, here's Brian Mays with the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7.
And welcome back, everybody. Happy to be joined by Newark Catholic head coach, first-year head coach, Josh Hendershot, and also joined by a couple outstanding players, Nate Willis and Connor McKenna. And I don't know if there's more pressure when you guys are out on the field or all these people just staring right at you to get ready for this. I mean, they're glued, the phones are up, so don't screw this up, guys, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Coach, let's start with you. First of all, welcome back. What is the feeling like when you get to come back to a place that obviously helped develop and mold you as a player, as a coach, as a person? What was that like knowing that you were going to be the head coach?
Yeah, it was really special. Just when Coach Schwab gave me the original call, it was a really special moment for me and really exciting. Just, yeah, this place, like you said, you know, meant a lot to me, built me into who I am. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun to be back here.
You've had quite the journey as a coach and been around a lot of great coaches. And I think you got to play for Coach Campbell at Toledo. Is that right? He was there. And then we're on Jason Candle's staff, went to Jim Harbaugh's staff, just finished up at Dayton where I apologize, you'll know his name, but I know he just retired after almost, what, half a century at Dayton, I believe?
Yeah, Rick Chamberlain.
Yeah, he was there
for almost 50 years.
So that's a long time, but I mean, you had to just garner bits and pieces from each one because they're all a little bit different. But how did that mold you as a head coach?
Yeah, I think, you know, for me, it actually started back when Bill Franks was my head coach at NC, and just seeing how he responded to players and his style of coaching. And, you know, I think it was really similar along the way. I think every coach has a little bit of that personality where, you know, they want the players to take ownership and take, you know, take their lead in things. And I was lucky enough to be around a lot of those coaches and those teams, you know, that took ownership of that as well.
What did you learn playing at Toledo?
Oh, gosh.
And the reason I ask is, since I was born in Toledo, I'm very interested to see your answer.
What did I learn playing at Toledo? I would say, you know, we had this moniker at Toledo Tough. And I think just learned how to be a tough football player. Newark Catholic taught me a lot about tradition, which Toledo football has. And I think that just that mindset of being tough, of never backing down. They had a proud history of playing bigger teams and winning some of those games. And that's, you know, something that I got to experience at Newark Catholic as well. So I think just that toughness and that grit factor was something I picked up there.
All right, these two are itching to get talking, so we'll bring in Nate and Connor. And you've heard Coach talk a lot about tradition and the importance of it. And I don't know if there's a more tradition-rich program in Licking County than Newark Catholic, marching and walking down to the field, getting ready to play if it's Friday or Saturday night. So as leaders on this team, how do you install, do you even need to install, what's important of being a Green Wave football player, whoever wants to take it first?
Well, we certainly know the history of this program, and you know, there's a lot of pressure for us as players to just keep it going since we have a rich tradition. You know, when we walk down, all that has a purpose, and you know, everyone on the team knows the purpose, so we need to play with heart and we need to just keep the tradition going. It's like we still sing same songs before football games in the chapel that we've sung for I don't even know how long, but you know, everything that we do has a purpose, and we do it that way because that's why we play.
Nate?
I feel like the tradition goes farther than the team. The community just gathers around us for every game, no matter what our record is. There's always going to be people there supporting us, and I think that's really important.
What about your roles as seniors on this team? I mean, to me, it's just as important as plays you make on the field. And, I mean, there's no way, it's not the elephant in the room. It's not started the way you guys wanted it to start. So how do you keep everybody up and, again, expecting to do what Newark Catholic is expected to do.
We all, like, need to step up. So, like, we don't have, like, designated leaders. So if we need to turn this ship around, we need everybody to buy in. We need everyone to do every little things right. We need people to play with heart. We need people just to keep going and going and drag their brothers across the finish line. We need everyone to buy into that, and that starts with the seniors, and then it filters down for this juniors, sophomores, and freshmen.
One thing that we've been emphasizing a lot this week is honesty, and I know we all have to work on it, but leadership requires honesty, and if we're just honest with each other and call each other out, I think that's when our season will start to turn around.
The mantra is definitely bleed green, and Coach, you obviously been a part of that. So what have you seen from these guys right here, and also the leaders or the veterans on the team through this tough 0-3 start?
Yeah, I think we've got a couple guys that have really stepped up as leaders, but these two especially, they understand it. They understand what it takes, and it's still a learning process, and they're getting better every day, and they get challenged by me to be better every day. But you know, just in terms of the care factor, the love of not just the team, the thought of being New York Catholic football, but their brothers, you know, of all their teammates, these guys do a great job of showing that on a daily basis, and you know, they're like I said, continuing to grow as leaders.
And you're going to take everybody's best shot, and you know, people are a little bit surprised maybe by the 0-3 start, but Reedy's really good. Nelsonville York, I know they feel they can have a chance to run at least to the regional finals in the playoffs. And Academy, I don't know that you could have gotten a better start than a 90-year kickoff return, and off you go. So it's not going to get any easier, and we'll talk about this game coming up in a little bit. But when you take everybody's best shot, you know, one, that's a compliment, but two, that really is, you know, for a young team, that's a lot to ask for.
Yeah, you know, I think for them, though, it's the lessons that they're learning right now, you know, and understanding that the playoffs, the picture is a lot different than it's ever been.
Very,
you know,
true.
How many teams get in, and what we're learning in the adversity that we're facing, and how we're continuing to grow, and how I think we're going to take another step this week, that's only going to pay dividends on the back end, you know, when it really, really matters. You know, there's going to be a lot of teams that at the end of the season, they have not seen the adversity, they haven't seen the type of players, they haven't seen, you know, the just the multitude of facets we've seen, that I think, you know, our guys are taking in stride right now and growing, and like I said, it'll pay off in the end.
Where do you think this team is defensively, guys? Because you were right there in the Nelsonville game. The defense was coming up, making big plays. Do you feel, I mean, everybody wants to get better, don't get me wrong, but do you like where the defense is at this point?
I think we have moments where we just shine, and then there's moments just like, we're not locked in, we're not what we're supposed to be doing. I mean, we have multiple guys playing both ways, but that's not an excuse. I just think we're close, but we need to be playing. All 11 guys have to be doing their 1-11th at all time, and sometimes we have people off, not on the right page, and that's just where we have busts in every aspect of the D-line, linebackers, and secondary. So I think we're close, but I think we need to be all 11 guys locked in.
Yeah, like Connor said, just discipline. That's what I think we need the most. As long as we're disciplined and we know our jobs each and every play, our defense is going to be unstoppable.
Well, that's what we'd like to hear. Now, Connor here, he doesn't know this, but he and I met last year right here at this very location here at Ship Brothers Brewing. It was a packed night. The place was filled to the brim. It was a standing room only outside, and you were a bus boy at the time, and he saw that my table just happened to be waiting a little bit, and he came over and asked if everything was okay and if there was anything he could do, and we were waiting, I think, on one appetizer or something like this. He went and checked on it and didn't have to do any of those things, came back later and said, hey, is everything good? So very impressive, young man, that you did that last year. And those are qualities that, you know, sometimes your generation, people don't think about that. But the way you took care of customers because you knew it was important and maybe outside of your role. I'm trying to get him to blush, and I think we're almost there. But I was very impressed by that. So I know that your leadership skills would also look at that as well. So I don't know if there's anything you want to say, or you can say, oh, that was just me just trying to brown nose. But I think that was very admirable of you.
Just doing my job.
All right. While we have a minute, let's go ahead and pause for station identification as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room live here from downtown Newark here on Kate 98.7.
This is the Licking County Locker Room on WCLT, 254 CT Newark, Kate 98.7.
Oh, no, we're coming right back. Oh, okay.
60 seconds, right?
And we're back. Welcome to the Licking County Locker Room. We're continuing our conversation with Newark Catholic, and we get ready for this matchup with Mogador. And it's two perennial powers. I believe this is the 11th meeting. Newark Catholic leads at all times 6-4, 5-3 in the playoffs. I think you played in the state final 2006. I think you beat them for the state championship. I might be off a little bit on that, but it was somewhere around there. But this is just a tremendous matchup, I think, for the state and high school football. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's really exciting. You know, obviously it's a tradition-rich game. You know, I think most of those games have been played in the playoffs. So this is a big deal to be able to see them in the regular season and get an opportunity for us to finally see, you know, another team that I think is very similar in their style of play to us, which will be good. They're a tough team. They're disciplined. They care a lot about this football game just like we do. So that's, I think, the really exciting part is this is just your classic, you know, small school drag them out fight that you're going to have between two tradition-rich programs.
And they're licking their wounds a little bit. They got beat soundly by Dalton, I believe it was, 41-17 last week. So I don't know sometimes if it's better to take on a wounded animal or not, but they want to regroup and things of that nature. So, again, guys, we talked about the tradition, and I'm sure you've heard a little bit about Mogador, but at this point, even though it's, a statewide matchup that people are going to look at, is it more about what Newark Catholic does Saturday night than what Mogador does Saturday night?
I mean, I think if you know anything about high school football, I mean, you know that we've clashed with these guys in the past. But, I mean, I think people are going to just look. I mean, people are going to see, you know, you only see how they finish. I mean, no one cares how you start. It's only how you finish. Mm-hmm. So, I think we need, like, we're going to care about us. We're not going to care what other people think, no matter what they think.
Nate?
It's going to be a hard-fought game, and I think that we match up really well, and it's just going to come down to whoever wants it more, but I believe that's us.
Is there any concern at all about it being overhyped or too much pressure Saturday night?
Not at all. I mean, of course our season didn't start off the way we wanted to, but that doesn't change the fact that we want to win each and every game, and nothing is going to get in the way of that.
What also about, and I know this is kind of a simplistic question, but this week with the heat being so much more than what it has been, any concern about physicality or being a little bit maybe not at strength because of the heat you're dealing with? I know he let you go early tonight. However, I don't think that's going to happen for the rest of the week. So any concern about that, or, hey, we just want to go out and play?
I mean, we're going to show up and play no matter what the weather is. That shouldn't factor our game. So the heat should have no factor on that. And it hasn't done anything to our practice level.
Defensively, is it one of those games where you think, man, if we can get one or two turnovers, that might change the outcome of the game? Because shutout last week and 9 points against Nelsonville York, do you think maybe the defense can flip this switch and maybe make a change to help the offense and maybe field position, or again, even maybe a scoop and score, a pitch hit, something like that? Do you feel this is the defense's opportunity?
Of course. I mean, a defense can change an entire outcome of a game, and as long as we stay with our rules and play as hard as we can, I think any play can turn the game around.
Connor?
You know, how most people say a few plays win or lose a football game, and, you know, you have to be relentless on defense. And I seriously think that the time of possession on offense, you know, avoiding three and outs and having the ball will seriously help our defense, and also not giving up great field position for the offense. But, you know, a few plays, win or lose a football game, so we always need to be locked in, even if we're playing both ways.
Coach, as a former lineman, I'm sure it's game in the trenches is where you're going to say this game will probably figure out one way or another.
Yeah, definitely. They've got a pretty good O-line and D-line, and I think we're at that state right now, too, where we've gotten better each week. So it's going to be hard fought inside the tackles just because, you know, we're similar in size, and it's going to come down to that. I think this game has the feel of an old-school game where it's going to be about running the football, taking care of the football, and, yeah, I do think, you know, one or two turnovers can be really big in this one.
Miller Hutchinson as your quarterback. He got a lot of experience last year, but definitely had some veterans around him. Where's his psyche out right now at this point?
Ready to go. Excited. He has had a really good week of practice. The kids say, a lot of juice. So he's psyched up and ready to go. And, you know, I think for him, as he's starting to build relationships now with a few of our receivers that are really important. We lost a few of those seniors, so it's kind of been figuring out, you know, who's going to be the guy, right? Because at the end of the day, a quarterback does need to feel comfortable. Just like a running back needs to be comfortable with his holes, a quarterback needs to be comfortable with his receivers. And I do think we're going to take a big step this week with that.
As we let you go, guys, and again, we appreciate your time. We'll start with you two. If you had to say something to the group, and I think you probably will before the kick on Saturday, and I don't want you giving away any secrets or anything, but what would you tell the rest of the group of the focus on what needs to be done Saturday night?
Let's worry about us and let's control what we can control.
I mean, what more fire do we need? 0-3, let's go get this game and let's nothing hold us back.
Anything to add to that?
Nope, that's perfect.
I liked it. All right, guys, we appreciate your time. Looking forward to the game Saturday night. It should be a good one. And congratulations, because I know you guys are going to turn it around. We're going to see you in the postseason. You guys are going to make some noise. I feel comfortable about that. So good luck rest of the way, and good luck against Mogador Saturday night.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
We'll come back with Athletic Director Travis Schraub after this timeout, as you're listening to the Licking County Locker Room, live from Ship Brothers Brewing here on Kate 98.7.
At Licking Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Licking County residents. Our health care technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good doing it. Ferris commercial-grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Visit Wright Brothers Power today. Ferris. Work hard. Feel good.
Desserts Bakery, for over 8 years, serving 35 flavors of cupcakes, cookies, buckeyes, cake pops, donuts, and more. Order your custom cakes from Desserts Bakery for any occasion. 381 South 30th Street in Heath, directly across from Wyand Avenue. Life is sweeter with desserts.
Searching for a treasure? A special trading card? How about a video game? Buckeye Games and Flea Market is the place to visit. The video game and toy section will shock you. Visit the large flea market in the back, where you'll find many vendors. You're sure to find that special treasure. New items daily. Shop early for Christmas at Buckeye Games and Flea Market, 857 South 30th Street in Heath. Open 7 days a week. Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
Now's the time to place your Varsity Jacket order. The earlier, the better. For more than 20 years, All-Star Embroidery in Newark has been Varsity Jacket headquarters for schools all over Licking County. Trust their experts to help you through the whole process, from sizing to application. All steps are handled in-house, which means faster turnaround and no surprise pricing. All-Star Embroidery, 21st Street in Newark, and online at allstarembroidery-ltd.com. allstarembroidery-ltd.com.
Everyone says it's the journey that matters. Not so at Ship Brothers Brewing. Ship Brothers is a destination in the heart of downtown Newark that is so spectacular, there's nothing like it anywhere. Come aboard to experience incredible appetizers, outstanding burgers and sandwiches, and the one-of-a-kind beer wall. What? That's right. Don't wait on a bartender anymore. Head to the beer wall and design your own tasting flight. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
The Licking County Locker Room with Brian Mays, live at Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark, here on KATE 98.7.
And we are back. Happy to be joined by Newark Catholic co-athletic director. I don't want him getting me in trouble. And boys head basketball coach Travis Schwab, a former Bishop and Muskie. Always an interesting combination at Ohio Wesleyan and Muskingum. See, I do my homework, Coach.
You certainly do.
So let's talk about one thing I wanted to ask is, with realignment in divisions like we've seen with football, Division 7 to Division 6, I'm just kind of curious of how that works. Do you guys get notice from the OHSAA that the regions are going to be this from an enrollment standpoint, and then you need to supply stuff, or how does that really go?
Well, we have to fill out what's called a competitive balance form for not all sports, but for football, men's and women's basketball, baseball, softball, and volleyball. So we, you know, transfer students count more, and so we take our base number, which is the number of boys currently for football, and we have to add the multipliers for the transfers, and it comes up. We don't know what the divisions are going to be when we have to submit these forms. So it's you fill out your form, you give them your number, and then the OHSAA works their magic and figures out where the cutoffs are, and they let us know. So yeah, moving up to Division 6 this year in football, volleyball moved up to Division 3. Boys and girls basketball stayed at 4, and we're still waiting on baseball and softball for the spring.
So how much of a leeway time do they give you? I mean, you got to play the sport no matter what, but I'm just kind of curious of the leeway.
We knew for football and volleyball in the January, early February. Boys and girls basketball, we knew probably April.
Okay.
It's a little surprising that we don't know what baseball and softball are yet. I feel like it was out earlier last year, but we won't hold our breath. Whichever division we get sent to, we're going to compete as hard and as viciously as we can.
This is a question that's probably not able to be answered yet because it's still down the road, but heck, I'm in the media, so I'll ask it anyways. From a competitive balance standpoint, with Intel coming in here, which is probably going to increase population, Licking County, Knox County, Fairfield County, and all those. Even if, let's just say, the outlying areas grow and Newark grows a little but doesn't stay the same, could that impact realignment and things like that down the road?
Oh, I think adding the, you know, billions and billions of dollar investment that Intel's making into Licking County's an unbelievable thing for the county. But it is going to change the landscape of high school sports in the county because some places are going to grow exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important for us to make sure that we're, you know, we're never probably going to be a Division I size school, but we have to grow at the same level as some of the other schools in the league, and we've got all the infrastructure in place to do that. So really exciting time here in Licking County.
Well, and you see Mount Vernon joining the LCL next year, and, you know, I'm not the smartest light bulb that you're going to find, but Johnstown and Northridge are going to probably expand, if not a third high school could be
Absolutely. Maybe
down there in Western County. So are we looking more at maybe, and I don't want to say small division, but a big division, maybe a middle division moving forward?
I think only time will tell. I think everyone...
I'm really trying to pin you down.
I know you are, and I appreciate that. But, you know, it's... doesn't do us real a whole lot of good to speculate, but the reality is things are going to change.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see how, you know, we already have a big, quote-unquote, big school division and a quote-unquote small school division. We got the Buckeye and the Cardinal.
Right.
Who's in those divisions as the whole landscape of Licking County changes, I have no idea. But again, I think it's an exciting time and really excited about the future of not only Newark Catholic High School, but our athletic department as a whole.
You joined us in 2021, I believe, or 2022.
Right? 2022,
yes. So you wrap up your first year. Thoughts on being the AD and the dual role as also being the boys basketball coach. How was it for you?
I had an outstanding year. Just getting to know all the great people around. You know, amazingly, I'm not a Newark Catholic guy. I didn't graduate from Newark Catholic. So learning of the tradition, not only of the athletic department and the individual sports, but the tradition of the school and the values of the school was a group. So I get to interact with the students on a variety of different levels. And all I can say is that I've loved every second of it and have learned a lot and trying to apply some of the lessons learned in all facets of my life to just trying to be better, trying to help out more where I can, trying to be a better teacher, trying to be a better coach, trying to help our coaches in any way that I can. I really feel that that's my role as the athletic director, is to support our coaches, support our athletes. And so it's been an outstanding first year, and excited to keep building here in year two.
When you made the call to Coach Hendershot, as he talked about and how thrilled he was, when you were looking at the stability factor maybe for the football team and knowing that you had a huge senior class that was leaving and stuff, was it kind of important to maybe find someone who understood it and bled it and got it?
To me, that was a very important aspect of the search. And, you know, he doesn't even remember this, but he came in as a recruiter for Dayton last year, and I got a chance to meet him, and we talked, and he said, oh, I'm a Newark Catholic alum, and you could just hear the passion for the place as we spoke in the fall last year. And so in the back of my mind, I always thought, man, he'd be a really good candidate. I didn't really initially think there was any chance to lure him away from the college game. But everything happens for a reason. We have got a tremendous coach, a tremendous man leading our football team. And we knew it was going to be a little bit of a transition year is probably the best way, because you had 22 seniors at a Division VII school last year, and those guys had played multiple years. So we're not necessarily young, but we're inexperienced in a lot of key positions, and those guys get experience each and every day in practice, and that's why I'm 100% convinced that we are going to be a totally different team.
Hanging their head.
Absolutely not.
I think the positivity is still there, and because Coach has been through it at the Newark Catholic level a couple times. His team went 6-4, no postseason.
Yep.
So I'm sure a couple eyebrows were raised, but then he goes to Toledo, you win some, you lose some. Michigan, the same thing. So I think just the overall calm demeanor, and I think he said it in the paper, one game does not define us. If they win against Mogador Saturday night, it's not going to define this team. It sure as heck is going to help kickstart, but there's still six games to go.
Every season, it doesn't matter what sport, is a marathon, it's not a sprint. And like you said, one game doesn't define a season. It's about continually getting better. And, you know, every game's a different challenge. And this is going to be a really fun game because both teams are heavily laden in tradition. So I'm excited to continue watching our boys work, continue to watch our boys grow into their roles, and continue to watch our boys push each other and themselves even more out of their comfort zone. And because, it, you know, you called it the elephant in the room, and it's the exact right terminology. No one wanted to or expected to be 0-3, but What's great about sports is it's not necessarily about what happens to you, it's how you respond to it. And this is a tremendous learning experience to make us better later in the year.
No question about that. The other part I like about this, and this is, again, me getting on a soapbox, and folks who know me, that's what I do. Mm-hmm. But I look at a Lakewood St. Edward, a couple of the schools in Cincinnati, and even the Toledo folks, Toledo Central Catholic, St. John's, and St. DeSales, they're all joining a Michigan league.
Mm-hmm.
And these schools are having to play a lot of out-of-state opponents. I suppose that's nice every once in a while. Glenville plays an IMG Academy. Yep. Okay, that's great. But to have these different areas of the state playing each other, mm-hmm. I just think it's so much more beneficial. So is that one thing as you move forward, whether it is football, basketball, volleyball, I don't care what it is, to try to have some of these more, outside the county, interstate. Yeah, you've played, mm-hmm. CCL teams and things of that nature, mm-hmm. but I just think these games bring so much to the players, to the programs, and to the state, whatever sport we're talking about.
This game in particular, being that it's Northeast Ohio versus Central Ohio, is great, but it's also the history of these two teams going at it. And, one of the things I told you I learned a lot in the past year was getting to talk to Coach Graham all winter long when he's down watching his granddaughter play basketball and hearing the stories of Newark Catholic versus Mogador.
Yeah.
And the battles and the year-in, year-out state title games. I love the history of sports. And for me to hear that really put this game in perspective, that if you're just a long-time fan of either one of these programs, there's probably an extreme hatred for the other one because of all the games that we've played, and that adds another element of fun. And so I'm excited for Saturday night and excited to see our boys go out and compete their butts off against another team that is very tradition-laden, and they want nothing more than to add a win in their total. Same with us.
Yep. And I think the average margin of victory was 8 points or 7 points between the two. In 10 contests, that's just amazing. Let's talk about other fall sports going on. Any others that you want to highlight with all the fall sports now underway?
We've had a good fall with some of the other sports doing very well. Volleyball is undefeated in the LCL right now. They are probably into game one, I would say, at Heath tonight. So excited to see the results there. Girls golf actually just set a school record for the lowest score recorded. They are a fairly young team who is starting to hit their stride at the right time. So I'm excited to watch them. Everyone thinks football goes by too quickly. I mean, golf's in the tournament starts here in a couple of weeks. So they're hitting the home stretch here. And cross country, as Coach Gerdeman says, our numbers are a little low, but they're mighty, mighty runners. On top of that, our boys golf team, they finished second in the state last year and finished state two in a little bit of a disappointing fashion. That's their words. They bring everybody back, and they are on a mission, and they're doing very, very well. They've set two school records this year for low totals. They have an opportunity this weekend to play in the prestigious Keeley Cup up at Canterbury Club in Cleveland, where they invite 15 of the best programs, any division. So there's not big school, small school. It's any division. So they're going up there for a two-day event, Sunday and Monday next week. And they've been invited the last two or three years. So they're really looking forward to taking this group of boys up there and competing against some of the absolute best teams in the state at any level this weekend.
That is awesome.
It's an exciting time. Again, I'm just so blessed to be able to interact with these students and student athletes in the role I do, and I get to cheer them on and just be a Green Wave supporter and help any way I can.
And I know we asked this last year, but also you mentioned the cross country, maybe the numbers down a little bit, but overall, again, more kids coming out of the pandemic, feeling more comfortable of getting involved and wanting to participate?
I think so. You know, we have roughly like 79% of our students are involved in athletics in one way or another, and I think that's great because athletics teaches so many life skills that don't often get taught in the classroom. You know, time management, how to, you know, here's the reality of the workplace now. Everything's done in teams. So you have to be able to function in a team setting, and athletics teaches you that immediately. How to deal with adversity. I mean, obviously, we've talked about it. Our football guys are going through it. This is going to be a great life lesson later in life. Hey, remember when we dealt with this? It seemed tough at the time. We bonded together and we got through it, and this is what happened. So, you know, it's numbers are good. The excitement for athletics is the same as it always has, very, very high. And we just got to my favorite time of the day is at 3:15 when everyone's hustling to practice and they're all going their separate ways and they're getting, you hear the music in both the girls and the boys' locker room blasting. And it's just, this is a great opportunity to get better. And I love that time of the day to be able to hear the excitement to get out to practice.
Last question before I let you go. Hoops right around the corner, district final last year. Early thoughts about Green Wave basketball.
Well, we graduated 9 seniors, so a lot of minutes are walking out the door. We have 5 seniors this year. We'll have 1 or 2 juniors, and the rest are freshmen and sophomores. We are not going to be a very big team, height-wise, so I am going to tower over everyone in the huddle. But I'm excited about our guys. We had a good summer. It's going to be a little bit different team, very guard-heavy. So I have to do things a little bit different. And we've talked about how we need to be the most in-shape team around. So our guys have really set a goal to really work hard these next 2 months until November 3rd. So when we get to November 3rd, we're ready to roll. And that's, again, the beauty of Newark Catholic is that we have a lot of guys playing multiple sports. And so I won't have my full team, hopefully, until December again.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But we do have 9 guys who are not playing a fall sport, which is a little bit more than last year. So we're able to get more done this fall in preparation for the upcoming season.
Travis, as always, we appreciate your time. Congratulations on the success of the fall sports and everything going on. And best of luck for the hoop season coming up as well.
Well, thank you for all the coverage you give, not only Newark Catholic, but Licking County sports in general. Thank you to Ship Brothers for this beautiful place, and thank you to all the Green Wave supporters who are here supporting us tonight.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you.
We'll wrap up this edition of the Licking County Locker Room after our final timeout as you're listening to the show live from Ship Brothers Brewing here on Kate 98.7.
The versatile Kubota B-Series is a do-it-all tractor. Run powerful attachments that can be easily switched out. It features a hydrostatic transmission and is simple to maintain. The Kubota B-Series, rated number 1 in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville or online at lashleytractor.com.
Hop into the toy store and upgrade your ride with epic savings on Polaris ATVs and side-by-sides. This is Jeff Ward, and now through September 30th, you can save on select Polaris Razor, Ranger, Sportsman, and General models with financing options as low as 1.49% APR for qualified buyers. There's no better time to take home a Polaris off-road vehicle. Explore the impressive Polaris lineup during our Upgrade Your Ride sales event at the toy store. Polaris, think outside.
Terms and conditions apply. Not all will qualify for financing rates. See dealer for details. Driver must be at least 16 years old with a valid driver's license to operate.
Do you have a positive attitude and enjoy working in a fun-filled environment? Park Lanes Bowling Center is now immediately hiring full and part-time positions for all departments. If you think you have what it takes to work in fun, food, sports, and spirits, drop off your resume today at 701 Hopewell Drive. Bowling guests are here to have fun, and it's our job as a team to make sure they are happy guests. Join our team today at Park Lanes Bowling Center, 701 Hopewell Drive in Newark.
Hughes Designer Jewelers is excited to announce their new fashion line. Evocateur comes to life with vivid colors, sleek modern designs, stunning prints, and abstract watercolors. The Evocateur line at Hughes Designer Jewelers is 100% American-made, women-owned, and handcrafted by art-driven jewelers. Cuffs, necklaces, and earrings hand-gilded with 22-karat gold leaf. With so many options, you'll find the perfect piece. Visit Hughes Designer Jewelers, the place for unique, quality jewelry in downtown Newark.
All aboard! Stein Brewing Company in Newark is now Ship Brothers Brewing. Your cruise begins with a stop at the Beer Wall. Yes, Beer Wall! 36 taps lined up for you to tease your taste buds. Excite your palate with delectable, mouth-watering appetizers. And that's just the beginning. Our entrees swirl around the taste buds, sending messages of extreme pleasure to your brain. Ship Brothers Brewing, a one-of-a-kind sensory destination.
Shamrock Printing is the county's best-kept secret. Their customer service and attention to detail makes every order perfect, whether celebrating your seniors or your school. And don't forget about them at your office. Their efficiency and pricing makes them the best choice there, too. Shamrock Printing can now print signage on all kinds of materials, like wood, metal, plastic, and canvas. Whatever you want printed, whatever you want it printed on. Shamrock Printing, South 3rd Street, Newark.
Now's the time to place your varsity jacket order. The earlier, the better. For more than 20 years, All-Star Embroidery in Newark has been Varsity Jacket headquarters for schools all over Licking County. Trust their experts to help you through the whole process, from sizing to application. All steps are handled in-house, which means faster turnaround and no surprise pricing. All-Star Embroidery, 21st Street in Newark, and online at allstarembroidery-ltd.com. allstarembroidery-ltd.com.
Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good doing it. Ferris commercial-grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Visit Wright Brothers Power today. Ferris. Work hard. Feel good.
We're back talking high school football with the Licking County Locker Room, live at Ship Brothers Brewing in downtown Newark, here on Kate 98.7.
So we will be back next Monday night here at Ship Brothers Brewing. We'll be focusing on the Heath Bulldogs and their athletic department. We'll be on the air at 6:30. And don't forget, this Friday night we'll be at Whitefield as the Newark Wildcats, with a 2-1 record, play host to the Cardinals of Thomas Worthington, also coming in at 2-1. So a big matchup for the Cats as they try to get their third victory in four contests. Pregame at 6:45 and kickoff at 7 o'clock. That'll do it for this Tuesday evening. Thanks for tuning in. This is Brian Mays. Hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday night. You've been listening to the Licking County Locker Room here on Kate 98.7.
This has been the Licking County Locker Room on Kate 98.7. Each week, we feature a local high school from Licking County. Brought to you by Ship Brothers Brewing, Shamrock Printing, All-Star Embroidery, Hughes Designer Jewelers, Licking Memorial Health Systems, Lashley Tractor Sales, Desserts Bakery, Buckeye Games and Flea Market, Park Lanes, Wright Brothers Power, and the Toy Store. Tune in next week to the Licking County Locker Room here on Kate 98.7.